잠시 후 영어 듣기 능력 평가가 시작됩니다. 여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 전국 15개 시도 교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2024학년도 제2회 고등학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 교실에 계시는 선생님들께서는 라디오의 음량을 알맞게 조절하여 주시고 학생 여러분은 답안지에 반, 번호, 그리고 이름을 써넣으시기 바랍니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, these days I need more money. I want to spend time with my friends and buy what I want.
Well, I think the money you receive is enough for you.
I thought I was saving my allowance, but sometimes I realize there is no money left. How can I manage it better?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I don't feel well lately, Mike. I get tired easily and feel weak when I work.
I'm sorry to hear that, Amy. I think you have been too busy these days.
You're right. By the way, you look energetic all the time. Why don't you share how you take care of your health?
3번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I think I need to change the lenses for my glasses. I get headaches because my eyes can't focus.
Oh no, that must be really terrible, David. When did you realize that your lenses are not correct?
I think it started after I got new glasses a week ago.
4번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi everyone. Are you preparing to open a restaurant? Then here are some tips. Restaurants can be popular for a variety of reasons. First of all, outstanding food quality is a top priority. Well-prepared dishes keep customers coming back. Also, there are other factors to consider. Interior design plays a role. A welcoming atmosphere or a unique theme can help people remember the place. Service matters too. Staff should be friendly and treat customers politely. Positive reviews on social media contribute significantly to a restaurant's popularity. If you focus on all of these things, your restaurant will be successful.
5번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. Today, I want to share some easy ways to manage your trash. Many people get confused about how to dispose of certain household items. Let's simplify it. Firstly, don't throw used-up batteries in the trash. They can be harmful to the environment. Drop them at the designated bin only for used-up batteries. Next, when dealing with expired or unused medications, the safest route is disposal through either a pharmacy or a community center. Don't flush them down the toilet, because doing so results in potential contamination of groundwater. These simple actions contribute to keeping both your home and our planet safe. Thank you for your attention.
What are you doing, Dave?
I was practicing a speech for public speaking class next week.
Really? I was in the living room, but I couldn't hear your voice. How were you practicing the speech?
Well, I was reading the script to myself.
When you practice, you should speak loudly in front of other people.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But just the thought of myself giving a speech in front of other people makes my heart race.
Maybe you have stage fright.
Yes, I think so. What should I do?
It's important to practice speaking loudly in front of other people. By doing so, you can lower your anxiety level.
You're right. But still, I'm not sure I can do it.
I'll be your first audience to help you practice. After me, you should do this with your friends.
Thanks. I can give it a try.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Julia. Have you decided where to move?
Not yet. I want to move out to the suburbs because I value an eco-friendly lifestyle. But my husband wants to live in the city.
I see.
Actually, I would love living in the suburbs. It's not crowded and the air is clean there. Also, I believe that living in the suburbs is good for the environment.
Yes, living in the suburbs is great. But I don't agree with your idea that just living in the suburbs helps the environment.
What do you mean?
If you live far from the city, there's a lot less public transportation. So, you have to drive your car more often, which could be bad for the environment.
I've never thought of it that way.
It may be our misunderstanding that moving away from the city is necessarily eco-friendly.
I understand your point.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Ms. Brown. Remember me? I'm Daniel, the student council president.
Hi, Daniel. Good to see you. Congratulations on graduating.
Thanks. I'd like to say goodbye to you. I've been grateful for your service throughout my school years.
That's so touching, Daniel. I feel happy and rewarded when I see students eat the food I prepare.
It was always great for me to come to school because you prepared diverse and delicious food.
I'm happy to hear that. I remember that you collected ideas from students about the meals. Thanks to your help, I was able to plan the menu better.
It was my pleasure. I was especially happy on the special meal day, which came once a month. It's something I'll never forget.
Oh, thank you. I'll always do my best for the students.
9번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1.
I want to buy an umbrella with bright colors.
Sure, please wait a moment. Number 2.
I'm sorry. I'm late because it rained and there was a traffic jam.
It's all right. Please have a seat. Number 3.
It's very sunny now. I don't think I need an umbrella.
You'd better take it. The weather forecast says it's going to rain. Number 4.
The weather is not good. So why don't you cancel your appointment?
Thank you for your concern, but I have to leave. Number 5.
Excuse me, I lost my umbrella. Where can I find it?
You can find it at the Lost and Found.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sarah, what are you up to?
Well, nothing special. What about you?
Actually, I have a very important job interview next week. Now, I'm starting to feel nervous.
I understand. If I were you, I would practice the interview as many times as possible.
That's exactly what I'm doing these days. The problem is that I only have a few interview questions to practice with.
I see. The more questions you have, the better prepared you will be.
That's right. I believe some new questions will make me much more prepared and able to respond to any unexpected questions.
That makes sense.
Could you please help make some questions for me? If you could, it would be of great help to me.
Absolutely. I'll let you know when I'm done making some questions.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 전학을 가야 하는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Sue. You seem a bit different today. Is everything okay?
Hi, Jack. I've been thinking about something important. I have to transfer to a different school.
Really? Why? I know you're interested in drawing, so do you want to go to an art school?
No, I like to draw, but it's just a hobby.
Then will you go abroad? You once told me you wanted to study abroad.
Well, I thought about it before, but that's not the reason either.
Then why do you have to transfer all of a sudden?
My dad recently got a new position in another city, so we have to move there.
Oh, Sue, that will be a big change.
Yeah, I have some mixed feelings. I'm not sure if I can adapt to a new school.
I understand, but I believe you'll handle it well.
Thanks. Let's keep in touch.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, Freddy's Gift Shop. How may I help you?
Hi, I heard you handle customized gifts.
Yes, we do. What kind of gift would you like to order?
I'd like to get some tumblers to give to our major sponsors.
Okay. If you want a simple tumbler, you have to pay $9 per tumbler.
I'd like to have our company name and logo printed on it. Is that possible?
Of course. In that case, you should pay $1 extra per tumbler. How many tumblers would you like to order? We can give you a discount if you buy more than 10 tumblers.
Let me see. I think 20 tumblers with names and logos printed on them will be enough.
I see. Since you'll buy 20 tumblers, we'll give you a $10 discount off the total.
Oh, that's great. When will you have them ready?
It'll take about a week.
Good. Here's my credit card.
13번. 대화를 듣고 Youth Jump Rope Competition에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Douglas. Have you heard about the Youth Jump Rope Competition coming up?
No. When is it?
It's next Saturday at the gym in City Hall. Are you thinking of joining?
I'd like to, but I haven't practiced for a long time. How about you?
I've been practicing every week for a day or two. It's a great way to stay fit.
That's true. What are the categories in the competition?
They have individual and team events. I signed up for the individual one.
Nice. How can I sign up for the competition?
You can register online through City Hall's website or fill out a form at their front desk by the end of this week.
Got it. Is there an entry fee for the competition?
Yes, it's $10 per participant. The profits go to a local charity.
Cool. I'd like to join. Let's make it a fun day.
14번. 미스틱 랩소디에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Let me introduce Mystic Rhapsody, an amazing musical show set in a magical world. Dive into a fantastic tale of love and bravery at the charming Starlight Pavilion, a newly built musical theater. It's a 15-minute walk from the subway station, and you'll be sure to see a great performance well worth watching. Get ready to be amazed by our professional musical actors and famous singers who come together to create a fantastic cast for this wonderful performance. Join us for an unforgettable experience every evening at 7 o'clock, except Thursdays. Tickets start at $50 with a special discount available for students. Don't miss the opportunity to be part of this extraordinary journey. Hey, Bonnie, what are you looking at?
I'm reading reviews on an internet page about chargers. My phone charger is broken, and I need a new charger.
I see. I can help you find a good one. Do you prefer a fast-charging one, or are you okay with the normal speed?
I like one with fast-charging speed.
Got it. How about the number of devices it can charge simultaneously? Are you looking for a multi-port charger or a single-port charger?
It would be great if it can charge more than two devices at the same time.
Okay. And what about the color? Black or white?
You know, I prefer a dark color.
Good. This one is also cheaper.
Great. We found the best one.
Hi,
Jennifer. What's going on with our science experiment booth for the school festival?
Hello, Mr. Schwartz. So far, so good.
I found out that many students have signed up for our booth.
Yes, I heard about that. I'm so excited.
Actually, I put the lab coats and safety goggles in front of the booth. They are what you asked for, right?
Yes, they are. Thanks for your kindness, Mr. Schwartz. Actually, they are for a fun dress-up-like-a-scientist activity. Students can dress up and take memorable pictures.
Sounds great. I hope students come to be more interested in science.
Students will also do their own science experiments using laboratory kits.
Wow, I think they will be really into that.
Yeah, but I have a concern. More students have signed up than we expected, so we are short of kits for all the participants.
Don't worry, I'll order more. We still have some money left in the budget that can be used for the booth.
17번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ew, what a mess here.
Look at these spider webs and dust balls, Ms. Kim.
This place was clean before. Why has this student lounge become like this?
I think it's because students rarely use this place.
The facilities here are quite old. It's time to renovate the student lounge.
You can say that again. Students need a better place to relax.
Then what do we need to do to make it better?
First, we need good lighting. It's fairly dark in here.
Agreed. I have another idea. How about putting movable chairs and tables in this place? If we have them, students can arrange them as they like and hang out more comfortably.
Great suggestion. Any other ideas?
What about including some greenery? Plants would add a refreshing touch to the lounge.
18번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제인이 프랭크에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jane and Frank are classmates. Jane becomes worried as she observes that Frank consumes too many energy drinks. When she asks him why he drinks so many, Frank explains that he relies on the drinks to feel better and stay awake. However, Jane once read an article about the side effects of excessive energy drink consumption. It said that the heavy consumption of the drinks results in health problems such as anxiety and depression. So, Jane wants to suggest that Frank should reduce his consumption of energy drinks for his health. In this situation, what would Jane most likely say to Frank?
Hello, I'm Dr. Sheen from the Texas Institute of Technology. Last class, we learned about fossil fuels and their problems and limitations. Today, I'm going to talk about various types of alternative energies. The first type is solar power, which uses the energy of the sun. It's a clean and abundant source of power. The second type is wind power. This type needs wind turbines to generate electricity and is one of the fastest growing alternative energy technologies. The third type is hydropower, which uses the force of moving water to generate electricity. It's perhaps one of the largest sources of alternative power today. Lastly, we have geothermal power. This type of power comes from the internal heat of the earth. It's a reliable and constant power source.
19번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. (20번) 언급된 대체 에너지가 아닌 것을 고르시오. 수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 전국 15개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2024학년도 제2회 고등학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 모두 마치겠습니다.